Welcome, everybody, back to the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community. It is good to be back. It's kind of a slow news week. It has been for a few weeks now in the world of Xbox. We're at that time in between winter and summer, otherwise known as spring. And not a whole lot has happened or come out. I mean, we did get Diablo 4 on Game Pass, which is amazing for those of you who haven't had it there.
Good, yeah.
And we've been enjoying games.
Yep.
Yep.
But other than that, not a whole lot of news.
Yeah.
Jordan had a news story he wanted to talk about.
I thought this week was pretty funny.
Oh, there. You really? Tell me what was funny while I...
Well, there was
I got to put that we're live in Discord.
There was the whole Stellar Blade breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are upset that certain characters are attractive.
Well,
in video games.
Well, I mean, is that not the game that's overly aggressively attractive?
I don't mind that.
I know.
And I found out this week because of all that drama, it's literally based off a real model.
Well, it is. Yeah. I mean,
they showed the model and you're like, yeah, I can see it.
I see it.
There it is.
Wait, climb that ladder. Up there it is.
Yeah.
Is that why my YouTube feed is all crazy now?
Yeah, like it's all Stellar Blade. That being said, the demo, if you have a PS5, the game is actually pretty like the gameplay and game itself is actually pretty fun. But the really funny thing is Final Fantasy 14 players on Xbox are getting banned. We're getting banned this week.
That's right.
Because
trying to get cleansed.
The Xbox maturity filter is a little too aggressive. So basically people are typing normal things into chat and the Xbox filter is flagging it and banning them. So for example,
give it to me.
There is, and some of them are pretty like ridiculous, but for example, a free company in Final Fantasy is a guild. So you'll say, hey, I'm recruiting to my free company, or hey, I'm looking for a free company. Anybody, you know, yeah. Xbox banned a player for saying, hey, I'm looking for a free company because it believed that was soliciting
product. I mean, it makes sense because the word free is
free there? Company. No. Like, escorts.
Oh.
Free company.
Well, as soon as they approve this, that loophole will be used for that purpose.
The funniest one I saw, and this has kind of happened to Mark a few times, is it finds words and then it bans those words, even if the word is real. Yeah. So, for example, in the game, there's a zone called Thanalin, and people could not type Thanalin in to the chat. Because in the middle of Thanalin, it says anal. That was a good one. One guy got marked or got flagged because he says, I was stuck in blah, 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 right? Like his character got stuck. The end of was and the beginning of stuck spells ass. So they banned that. Like it was Their bot or whatever they have is pretty aggressive when it comes to that stuff. Now, that being said, some people were making a big deal out of it. I actually really don't think this is a big deal. I think, you know, most companies have filters like this, and I think Square Enix and Microsoft are basically just going to make a white list of terms and you know what I mean? I think it's, you know, and all the bans are probably going to be reversed and all that, but it was
probably
pretty hilarious.
They better be. Yeah. Otherwise, that's bad. That's really bad.
Knight was being flagged as well because it has three word letters in it.
That's funny.
So it was pretty funny. So between that and Stellar Blade, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good week for drama.
That it was. Welcome everybody to today's show. Thank you for being here. This is actually our 500th episode. Yeah, crazy. 500, the big 50.
500. 10 years as of what? Was it last week or 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago now.
2 weeks ago. And then it just so happens that this is our 500th episode.
500th episode.
We've had smaller episodes that didn't get a number, like our reactions to specific E3 events and stuff like that. But as far as this format, our podcast actual format, this is number 500.
That's crazy. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
So it'll be another 10 years before we hit 1,000?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
If the math is correct, another decade.
Yes, a huge thank you. Who has been around the longest? Who was here year one.
I was too.
Yeah. So was Jordan. We all were here year one.
So outside of us.
Okay, should we do a quiz for everyone who's in chat right now, real quick? And if you're listening, shout it as you're driving and let us know. Maybe you know this. Anyone remember the name of the fourth bro?
Yes.
The fourth bro.
This is OG.
OG. You say, what, a fourth bro? Yes, there was a fourth bro.
There was a fourth. Well, okay.
And name.
That was the fifth one.
That was the fifth bro.
Yeah, that was four Jim. And a half. So chat got one, but that's true.
Chat said Jim. It's not Jim.
It's not Jim.
Jim was.
Jim was an intern.
The fourth
bro. That was in like year five. He was an intern.
Yeah. So we've come a long way. It's been a wild ride. When you look back, we're all lighter, younger, and better looking.
Yes.
So.
Back then. Yeah, not now.
So there you go. Fitzy says, I can't remember, but wasn't it something dead? You're getting close. Yes. Defenestrator said something about my dad.
Yes, we got some OGs.
Getting close. Let's take some super chats here. Huge shout out and thank you to our super chats. We have Annie Ong. Welcome to Tier 1 Wingman status, everybody. Let's drop a sexy X there for Annie Ong. We have Super Shocker, who has gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much, Super Shocker. And Defenestrator gifted another 5 X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much to both of you. Very much appreciate it. And everybody who drops those super chats. If you want to support the show, if you've been with us, maybe you've not been with us for 500 episodes, but let's say you've been with us for 100 episodes, for 50 episodes, for 250 episodes, and you're like, hey, I like what these guys do. Come over, consider supporting us, youtube.com/X1Bros or Positive Gaming, I think actually shows up as well. Mm-hmm. And you can hit the membership button, hit the join button, and become a member and support us that way. Also, you could just review us, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Actually, we haven't gotten a new one on Apple Podcasts in a while. Everybody, stop what you're doing. Go give us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, a new one.
Yeah.
Brand new one. Helps us. Also Spotify. But Apple Podcasts is still the big boy, actually. So. But yeah, huge shout out. Thank you very much. It's been a long 500 years. Can we talk about
long some 500 years?
500 episodes.
That's a long 500 years.
Feels like 500 years.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the world has changed like 6 times in that 10 years. I swear.
It's true.
It has just, especially like tech. I mean,
I think we all went from no kids to multiple. 6 kids between us.
Well, and Well, I guess our first episodes, we were remote. Like the first, like...
Yeah, we were Wi-Fi, though, like 1 a.m. shows.
1 a.m. shows, remote.
There was like 2 or 3 that we did, and then we decided to do in person.
And in person, we were in that room. It was at David's house. It was at your house.
It was.
And it was like a closet.
It was a very small room.
It was a teeny, teeny room.
Small room.
Then we moved over to...
We had a... Why did we decide the thing about in person? Because that's right, we used to
do more natural conversation.
It's better. It just is better. In fact, when we go back, sometimes we have to do remote, like when we're sick or whatnot. It doesn't flow as well.
Well, it feels impersonal, and unless you're the host, you get cut off when you're saying stuff. You know, and they didn't hear your last comment, stuff like that. Just by the nature of remote, yeah, it just feels better. Plus, it's just hanging out with your friends.
Yeah,
in real life, not on a Zoom call.
That's always a good time.
So yeah, it just feels better. So that's why we did it that way.
The couch shows, says Soul Finder, are great. So to answer everybody's question, the fourth X1 bro, reaching way back into the Wayback Machine, is Rad Like My Dad.
Mm-hmm.
That was his name.
There was a fourth bro.
Anyways, go back and look. You could go back and look through the original. There's Chief Wiggum's in the house. What's up, Chief?
All of them are on this YouTube channel, right? We uploaded all of them.
All of them are on this YouTube channel. All of them are on this playlist. Major Nelson was on the show. Yeah. Ryan McCaffrey's been on the show. Gareth Coker's been on the show.
Gareth Coker, the musician from Ori.
And he's doing more stuff now. He just did Ark, the new Ark.
Oh, nice.
He did the music for that, so.
Yeah. Wow, what a ride.
What a wild ride. Can we talk about portable gaming real quick?
Let's talk about
portable gaming. I said a while ago, I want to be able to play from anywhere in my house. Well, I got
Yeah, hold on.
Go to me. I got this bad boy.
Where? I don't know how to. Do you want me to go full screen on
vertical?
You?
It's so big, I gotta go vertical with it here.
Here, I'll switch to you and Jordan.
I got this bad boy, and I just have to say thank you. Thank you. If you know, you know. But thank you. And been playing it all day, been testing it out. So this is the PlayStation Portable, and this has no hardware in it except it's a screen and it's a controller split in half. That's it. And it uses your PlayStation 5 to stream to. Tested it at my house, then came here, tested it here, so we're going through two networks here, and played God of War, played Helldivers so far just to test it out. And I have to say, I was right. I want Xbox. I want this on an Xbox. And people will think, oh, well, why? There's phone devices. There's the backbone device that you get with the phone. This is just better. That's it. It's like dedicated to just streaming from your console to you being remote. I absolutely, I will be laying in bed finishing up God of War tonight. I'll be on the toilet finishing it up.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for you. Well, I think there's something to be said about having a dedicated device. I mean, if you're doing cloud gaming on your phone, there's something about getting a phone call, getting text messages, even if you disable the notifications. There's something psychological about putting that aside and grabbing a gaming device and just being there to game.
Yeah, no, I think so. Yeah, so remember when this was announced, it got a lot of flack, and there is some stupid things that it does, like the fact you can't use your own Bluetooth headphones, I think is absolutely foolish. But
that's dumb. That's
we do dumb. Know that Xbox is looking at a portable device. So is PlayStation. I think Nintendo is ahead of the curve. I think that's where we're going in the next generation because Phil Spencer gave an interview with Polygon last week, and he said, look, they asked him about a portable, and he said, look, we're looking, how do we expand who's playing our games? And he's talking about how do we expand gaming as a whole, because gaming kind of has stopped expanding at this point. Those who game, we've kind of reached this plateau as of now. So how do you expand that? How do you reach new people? And I think portable is the answer there. I think there is a place to be tied to a desk, for instance, with a hardcore, powerful PC. There is a place to be tied to a television with your console. But having the flexibility of being able to undock a portable device, sit on my couch while my kids watch something or my wife is reading a book and be able to play increases my gaming time exponentially.
Yeah.
And my enjoyment. And it's just another option.
Mm-hmm.
I think this device, by the way, PlayStation, well done. I think this device, far more valuable than the VR. I think they should put more money into this than into VR.
Than PSVR.
Yeah. VR will have a place, but we're further away from VR, I think, than this.
So today was my first time using it.
Yeah.
All of us first time using it. When I first saw the reviews, it didn't look very good because it seemed like there was a lot of latency and lag. Now, that being said, we adjusted some internet settings and adjusted some settings on the PlayStation itself. Like, for example, there's what were the forums you were reading? Bringing your PlayStation down to 1080p actually helps it run a little bit better on the portable because it's... Anyway.
Yeah.
So we adjusted some settings, and playing both at David's house and now here at Mark's, I'll admit, it really wasn't bad. There was some latency, but if you were on vacation and that's what you... Like, the only thing you had, it's passable. It's doable. I was saying, so we played Helldivers. Helldivers is where you can notice it a little bit more because it's a little bit more
twitchy
shooter, you know? But God of War, you couldn't really notice. You can notice some stutters. That's the thing. If they can get rid of those stutters, you can notice the stutters in the connection. But I could sit there and play God of War on it. I think I can sit there. What I told you, David, is playing like Final Fantasy Remake and Final Fantasy Rebirth on those.
Well,
I think single-player games.
Yeah.
Although Helldivers did play, I would say, at like 85-90%.
I was impressed with Helldivers. What I'm impressed with is the picture quality. Now, there are some tips, for instance, and I was looking it up because at first I was getting more stutter.
Yeah. And that's really what kills you, is that just that interruption jank in the connection.
And so what I did was I switched, if you switch your console, because it's just streaming what's from your console. So if you switch from your from what's on your console to output to just 1080, and you can even go lower, you could go 720, it would look fabulous on the device actually, then that is now streaming 1080 over your, and it seemed to run way smoother.
Yeah.
What really stood out to me though was once we got here on the Wi-Fi, we're now on using two different networks, how really nice.
Yeah. And then of course, you know, Ethernet connection to your PlayStation, don't go Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi, that helps.
Yeah. But yeah, and I'm hardwired in.
Now this is,
I think my Wi-Fi, by the way, at my house is messed up. Jordan, you're an internet guy. Why have you not? You need to come fix it.
Yeah, this is. I still don't know if this is the device that I want, or if I'd prefer a device that like this is $200.
Yeah,
roughly. I don't know if I want to get this and do the streaming, or if I'd rather pay another $200 to $300. And have an actual
native device
that has, you know, well, some more components it, well, and that plays directly from that native device.
The question,
you know what I mean? Like,
well,
what's I think for me right now is, I think they both.
Here's the problem.
What's better for, you know, what's you know.
Here's the problem. It's not just a two. It's like 290 is what it comes to this device. So let's just say 300. We'll round up.
That's 300. I thought it was 200. I think it's 200.
No, it's not.
I'll look it up, but I think you're wrong.
No, I'm not. Go ahead, look it up. Okay. But here's the problem. You're not just paying for this device. You're then paying for a PlayStation 5 as well. So you're getting close to what an ROG Ally or a Steam Deck would be. So you're getting right around $600. So you're getting right around $700 for this setup, which is an ROG Ally or a Steam Deck, really. So do you want... But an ROG Ally or a Steam Deck doesn't dock necessarily. Do you have to get an extra thing to dock it?
You can get cords that...
I know you can get, obviously, PC.
Yeah, no, I was right. It's $200. It's $199.
Oh, it's $199?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, you're talking about that. You need a PlayStation 2.
Yeah. Okay, so 200.
So see, and that's what I'm saying. Do I spend $200 on the, which is a better price point? Obviously, $200 is more appealing than $500. And this is if you're already a PlayStation 5 owner, right? Because like you said, David, you also have to pay for the PlayStation 5 itself. Yep. Do I want something like this, or do I want to spend $200 to $300 more? And have something that has components inside it that plays the game natively on it.
Well, let me... Okay.
And that's the balance.
Okay, well, let's roll...
Before I let you go. I will say this. From day one to where I first saw this, and I was like, hey, this isn't for me.
I remember
me.
I was the
it.
Only one that was like, I want a device like this. And you guys both
I did not...
I believe you both mocked me.
I will...
I think Mark made fun of my wiener size.
I did... amongst many other things. Yeah.
I believe Jordan's words were, you want that, you have a small wiener.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I want it.
So, no, from day one seeing like a lot of people review it and then actually playing with it myself to what are we probably 2-3 months into it. That being said, there's probably been updates and improvements.
They said that the firmware updates have really improved it.
I'm more impressed with it now than I was initial first impressions. But again, I'm still... Do I pay $200 for this, or do I spend another,
Let's ask Spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy, let's say Xbox we know is going portable or is rumored to be going portable, and so is PlayStation, by the way. Mm-hmm. Do you want a device like this with a complimentary box?
This
setup.
PlayStation.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
For, let's say it's the next generation.
It's not a breakfast at a hotel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
let's say it's next generation.
$500 over there.
Yeah. Let's say it's next generation and you have both. Or do you want one standalone device? The tricky thing is, can they bring you a standalone device at that price point?
I think they can.
It's so hard. You're going to lose a lot of money on it, I think. Because look at Nintendo's. Nintendo is not playing the hardware arms race game by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, their average game size, file size, is like 2 gigs.
Well, I think it's gotten bigger.
But Spicy, what do you think? Do you want a setup? Let's say we get to next generation. We got a ballsy Xbox. Do you want a stream dedicated device, or would you rather have the whole setup be a standalone Steam Deck type device that then you can dock?
Loaded question, because there's a lot of things. Let's say both work.
Let's say both work and both work fabulously.
Okay. Because that's important, because I believe this is the first time when I played on that device that it was playable. Because we played it from here going to your house, so it was a distance. Every time I've played on cloud games, unless it was like a Stardew Valley or something that doesn't necessarily require latency issues or fidelity, I guess is the good one. I don't know. If it works, that's what I'm getting at. If it works, then that's what I want. So then I got to think about, well, in your case, I think that works best for you because you don't necessarily go camping. You don't necessarily go out where you don't have access to internet.
Yeah. Because that is dependent on the internet. So if internet goes out, your portal doesn't work.
If your internet is strong, if your source of internet is strong, then that is viable. If you are ever in a situation where it's not viable on an airplane or on the bus or wherever, then that becomes obsolete. Doesn't work. Now, yeah. I also am
even in like a road trip.
You can hotspot your phone. That's what I want to test next. I want to test the hotspot in my phone. Yeah,
but then you're still limited to the service of your phone.
Yeah.
So then I also think about, well, battery life. When you have all that hardware, you know, turning things over, that's going to suck battery life. Whereas that thing is just a stream. It's basically...
Yeah, there's not much in it, hardware-wise.
Yeah, you know, it's just transcoding video, essentially, is what it's doing. It's taking the signal from your PlayStation and just putting that into an H.264, H.265, whatever the codec is, and it's just transcoding it, and so you can see it on your screen. That's all it's doing. So battery life is going to be way more viable on that than the ROG Ally or other things. So that said, in my situation... I would prefer that over an ROG Ally because rarely am I outside of internet sources. And there are occasions when I am. We go on vacations to play sometimes in the summer where there's no internet, but I have Starlink.
But you've invested in Starlink, yeah.
Specifically.
They sell Starlink at Best Buy now.
They do?
Starlink is about to become the thing to get.
Yeah, so I have Starlink now at a place that had no internet, and it was pretty dang good. I think I was getting 150 down and 30 up, which for streaming Netflix and stuff like that is totally acceptable. And I was able to game on it, although because the Earth rotates and how Starlink works... There was a time where every 8.5 minutes, it would dip out for like 10 seconds. It was really interesting. And it would tell you, it would warn you if it was happening.
Really?
That was on a very specific occasion. But so I have internet wherever I go. That thing, because of the battery life and the fact that it's dedicated, I would probably prefer that one.
I, this weekend, and
that style,
am traveling to the East Coast. I'm taking this bad boy with me. We're going to be doing some tests.
Well, see, hotels' internet notoriously suck the big one.
Notoriously. I'm at an Airbnb, though.
Okay, you'll be fine. Yeah, maybe. As long as you're not going to L.A. Yeah. I don't know why. L.A.'s internet is the worst.
No.
Why is that?
Most things over the same, there.
Mostly in L.A.
the
sucks.
The same reason they have a massive homeless problem.
Okay.
Bad policies are bad.
Well, here's the thing, because I think I'm on a I think I'm opposite of you guys, because and when we're talking about like Xbox coming out with something like the Switch, I don't think they should necessarily do the Switch where you can like that's the console where you dock it and undock it and that's the console. I think they should have a console for your living room and then something completely separate, like a portable, like the ROG Ally, just a Microsoft version, right? Something completely separate. The only reason I think I would lean towards the hardware is because even if you have internet wherever you're at, there's always a chance, and I would say in most cases a substantial chance, for interference, dropped connections. You know what I mean? There's a higher chance of that consistently happening.
Yeah.
And even if you have the best internet in the world, I mean, you can't prevent interference. It just happens.
Yeah.
You know, you can't prevent, you know, it just, it's not.
The Wi-Fi in my house sucks, though. And I think Spicy enlightened me. I think I never turned off. I have a mesh router now, and I don't think I ever turned off the
original
Wi-Fi. So I'm sure that that's causing issues.
Yeah. Amongst maybe. Yeah. We'll go take it. We'll amongst, have Jordan do it.
Yeah.
Jordan do it. Yeah. He's good. All right, but I can come take a crack at it.
But I'm excited for, are you in, are you guys for or hesitant for if Xbox's their next console, if it were to be like the Xbox Switch, like a Nintendo Switch type?
I literally just said I don't think they should do that.
Yeah.
Well, I think that should be a supplementary device.
I think you should have a dedicated console for your living room. And then you should have a separate portable device. Yeah. Now, whether that be streaming or I would prefer actual hardware.
Yeah.
Like an ROG Ally, just Microsoft's version or Xbox's version.
You think they can get a Series S in a handheld?
I think with that kind of money, you can do whatever you want.
Well, but I mean, they're not going to be paying for that. Consumers are going to be paying for that.
You think we should go
and
back
so
to cartridges?
So the price point will go. Look at the Apple goggles. Those are $3,500. Yeah. No normal person is going to be buying those.
No,
normal meaning people that eat Little Caesars.
There is a price point on both consoles and portable devices, and I'm not sure the Steam Deck price point is correct. Or they are.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's
$700 for a handheld device is for hardcore gamers.
Well, and I think that's what they're targeting, though.
They may be targeting that, but a console, and especially Phil Spencer's talking about getting more people. You don't get more people by going more expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think you should do, like, the Switch does what it does, and it's good at it. I don't think you try and copy the Switch. I think you have a separate device. You're not the Switch.
Yeah. I think if you could get the Series S, and other people have said this isn't me saying this, I agree with it though. If you could get the Series S in a handheld and then you have like the Series X, makes total. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm done.
Look how much smaller the S is than the X.
Yeah, we're almost there. Just a little bit smaller.
A little bit thinner.
And then if you drop like the series, whatever the next Xbox is, which I'm with you, Jordan, actually, the more I think about it, we need to, let's start from scratch on a name.
Yeah, I actually, because
where we go next?
I prefer the PlayStation number system because now it's just confusing when we talk about it. Like I just say Xbox now because, and then I just encompass everything. If you think I'm talking about the old one, great. If you think I'm talking about the new one, great.
They just go and say Xbox. And then Xbox Portable.
But they always have multiple versions of an Xbox.
PlayStation.
I know, but
PlayStation 5.
What if we date it by year? The 2024
that's what
I'm Xbox.
You have to have an additional one.
Oh, yeah.
Xbox, and they can't say Slim, but they could say.
Yeah, you're right. The Series, you kind of have to have that.
Yeah, it's still. 360. Microsoft could have done better.
The 360 was a good name.
Their naming profile.
Yeah, the 360 was a good name. But then what would you do the next one? The 720?
Yeah.
Then the 1080?
That's what we were
calling
it.
That's what everybody was, yeah. Then the 1080? What would we be at right now? 1440?
I mean,
and then just go all the way up to 4K.
They should have gone sequential, but because PlayStation was coming out with PlayStation 3, they didn't want to come out with Xbox 2 because 3 is higher than 2. That's why they went with
the 360. And then PlayStation went with their handheld, the Vita, which is hilarious because the Vita, when you look back, the Vita was a really good device. Did you have a Vita?
No, I had a portable. Then I skipped the Vita.
Yeah, the PSP.
Yeah,
the PSP. And the PSP was a good device, too.
Yeah, and it had those, like, encased discs and stuff. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, it's where, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's funny that we're kind of going.
Didn't those ultimately kind of, like, fail, though?
Yeah, like, this is, yeah. Like, the next.
We're like,
this is like the next iteration of the PlayStation Vita portable.
And they failed because of Nintendo, essentially, right?
Oh, Nintendo just crushed them.
Well, because yeah. Nintendo destroyed them. Dominated
that,
the
that was the 3DS era.
That was, I think it was, yeah, it overlapped with
3DS. DS and 3DS, yeah.
Yeah.
The funny thing is 3DS, like, was gimmicky, and yet it still outsold everyone.
It was really cool how it worked,
because you could just turn off
the 3D slider.
There was a slider, so you just would get. And then they had multiple versions though too. So they had just the 2DS,
the XL.
Remember they had the flip one, the little square flip one, and the one that didn't flip.
They all flipped.
Not all of them.
Well, they eventually came out with like the just flat one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But that was later. I mean, the original ones all flipped.
Nintendo's genius, man. Nintendo. That's Xbox, though. It's going to be interesting to see where we go, because a report came out today. IGN, actually. Let me read you the headline, because I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow on my channel. But
good plug.
But X1 the Gamer, for everyone that doesn't know. Xbox isn't the... This is IGN. Xbox isn't the only one rethinking console exclusive. PlayStation and, to a lesser extent, Nintendo are thinking beyond hardware.
I like how we've known this for a little while, but now that everybody had their tantrum a few months ago, we're finally talking about it.
Now that everybody got mad at Xbox for being the first ones to do it, you have IGN saying, hey guys.
Well, to be fair, IGN, and especially this writer right here, has been talking about it for a while.
Yeah, Destin Legere.
Yeah, he has a good YouTube channel that I like watching.
Yeah, and if you scroll down, you can see Tom Warren. This was forever ago. This was February 14th.
Yeah, right after
discussing
everybody's
the opportunity to grow PlayStation games on PC multiplayer. This is right in the midst of everyone unloading on Xbox
over something we did not know.
So let's read this quote right here. The entire industry is resetting. This is an analyst in the industry, Michael Pachter, says the entire industry is resetting the commercial reality, with some companies realizing they have overexpanded, become unfocused in their strategies, or become overstretched financially. I believe the overstretched financially is probably referring to PlayStation. Maybe unfocused was Xbox, but the CEO admitted as much with PlayStation. So everybody's moving this. We are at this shift in gaming that I don't think we've seen since the OG Xbox and the PlayStation 2. That was a huge shift in gaming. I mean, that's Dreamcast. Sega went away during that shift. I think we're in a bigger shift now.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun times.
There was an article on Pure Xbox, which... Speaking about the games people play and the what hardware and stuff like that. Here, I'll pull it up.
This is a really good article, actually.
This is from Pure Xbox. The title is Xbox and PlayStation's Most Played Games in 2023 were averaging 7 years old.
Okay, wait. Before we look at it, I don't know, Jordan, have you read this yet?
I saw what we I didn't see the games.
Okay. Chat, before we go down, let us know in chat right now. Pause this if this is already recorded. Let us know. Averaging 7 years old, but between Xbox and PlayStation, who do you think plays the average older game? Let us know right now in chat.
What we're saying is most people play games that are 7 years old their systems.
I think they both do because...
On average.
I think it's a tie because I think the games people are playing are third-party games.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't know what the games are, but I can guess two of them right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, one...
One's on screen, and the other one everybody knows about. It's Fortnite.
So right now in chat...
in the top three.
Right now in chat, everybody's guessing Xbox. Xbox plays the older games. You would think that would be my initial thought as well, because everybody's talking about PlayStation. PlayStation has these games that are coming out, these must-play games. Guess what? The average age is on PlayStation. So this is according to a report by Newzoo. It lists the top 10 games in 2023 based on their monthly active users. In terms of Xbox, the average of the top 10 is 7.2 years old. For PlayStation, it's 7.4 years old. So it's actually older.
Which is fascinating. And if you read down further in the article, PC players, it's 9.6.
Makes sense.
You have a much larger
library.
Look, World of Warcraft is 20 years old.
That's probably what takes it down.
Dota probably takes it way down. Yeah. League of Legends. So here's the list on Xbox. the top 10 games by average monthly active users. You got Fortnite number one. That's probably going to be number one on PlayStation as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, one, because it's probably the most accessible.
Call of Duty, probably also going to be cross there as well. Grand Theft Auto.
What's interesting about Call of Duty is that's one of the ones that is bringing that number down.
Yeah, because it's, well, it's, yeah, Warzone 2.0 is newer.
Yeah, they're counting that.
Yeah.
So
you've got Grand Theft Auto 5, Minecraft, Roblox. Roblox is a huge one. We don't, as adults,
understand how powerful that is.
I have done deep dives due to my job into Roblox, and I'm like, what?
Why are they playing this?
What is happening with our youth?
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Siege, still.
Yeah, which is actually doing really well.
Rocket League, Starfield. Hey.
Starfield is, of all the lists, Starfield is the only single-player experience on this list.
Even on PlayStation?
On PlayStation.
Wow. Yeah, and it's the newest.
Yeah, it's the only single-player game on this list.
Apex Legends, and then FIFA 23. So, when you're talking about console wars, do exclusives matter as much as we think they do? I think maybe in getting the initial hardware. Here's what I've come to this conclusion, because I've talked about the presentation of PlayStation versus the presentation of Xbox when you log in. If I was not deep in the weeds like we are, and I'm coming at it and I'm fresh, I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to finally get a console. I'm going to go and play the Xbox. I'm going to go sit here and play the PlayStation. I think the presentation would drive me to the PlayStation, which is why I think the PlayStation has sold more hardware.
No, I think the PlayStation has sold more hardware because of PlayStation 2. I think the wave is still there.
That has that much lead.
PlayStation 2,
momentum
dominated
from back then.
Well, are we talking like overall?
What do you mean?
Because Xbox 360.
I enjoy my Xbox a lot. I never had a PlayStation or PlayStation 2. I did get a PlayStation 3. That's when I jumped on. That's when I had more money to purchase on games. But
you needed more money for the PlayStation 3.
You're right. But what got me my first console was everybody was playing Halo.
Yeah.
And so I got an Xbox, and I have rode that wave.
Ridden.
Ugh, English is hard. I have ridden that wave up until now, but now, of course, I'm proud to say I have the Switch, the PlayStation, all that, you know, my PC. But I think the PlayStation 2 really paved the way for people to just get the next iteration of the PlayStation 2. That's what the PlayStation 5 is to a lot of people. Mm. It's the next iteration of the PlayStation, and that's what I think. I think it's still part of the wave that they're riding. A lot of people, you know, get multiple consoles.
Well,
for
momentum
sure
matters in the console space, especially, and the Xbox One trip out the gate, and I think a lot of that was marketing. Well, remember Rise, Son of Rome, and it got hammered by reviewers. Why did it get hammered by reviewers? Because I don't think that Xbox marketed it correctly. Control the narrative. That is a good game.
You had a bunch of people even back then that liked their PlayStation, and how dare another console show up?
Yeah.
And Rise was on
Titanfall.
On that console.
Titanfall is an hugely underrated. You want to know a headline I saw this week? In fact, if you just type in Google Sunset Overdrive, the headline might come up. Sunset Overdrive, wildly underrated game on Xbox One.
It was a really fun game, and I would like to see another one.
And it was from a PlayStation guy
Insomniac is now owned by PlayStation, so I don't know if we'll ever see another Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, so there's marketing issues there. What's interesting in this report, by the way, in general, listen to this. In general, and shout out to Pure Xbox guys. Go subscribe to them. They're all Xbox all the time. It's fantastic.
Phenomenal.
You want to know what I like about them? They're not everything short. I can read something in 5 minutes or less. They don't go on. They just get straight to. They're usually other news stories. For instance, Polygon is doing the long interview, and then they're summarizing the important parts for you. They've done a great job. Shout out to Pure Xbox.
And to be fair, they're not pulling up half my page on subscribe now, please subscribe now, please.
Yeah. It's not a hot mess. IGN does that all the time.
It's a good website.
In general, across all platforms, players spent over 60% of their time playing games that were 6 years or older in 2023, which was an increase from 57% in 2022 and only 45% in 2021.
Modern gaming.
modern gaming. Well, here's the thing, though.
People don't. Live service games. That's what. Yeah, think that's 2020, what the market has wanted, and so that's what they...
Well, think, 2020, makes sense. I'd be curious what that number is in 2020, because that's when you're getting games. Grand Theft Auto Online was coming out just right before then. Apex Legends was dropping right before then. Warzone dropped after that, so Fortnite was still fresh, and so everybody was jumping on that bandwagon. And so, yeah, I think Spicy's right. It went... The reason it's increased since 2021 is... Live service games probably came around, 2019? Really started to come on?
Yeah.
Well, we've had them for a while. I think they started to, like really get bit. Like, everybody was going free-to-play, like, doing the Fortnite model and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the success of Fortnite really shifted everything.
So 60% of all gamers' playtime last year was on games that were 6 years or older.
Yeah, all last week I played Final Fantasy on the Xbox online, which is a...
That's insane. That's insane. New releases accounted for 23% of overall playtime. That's an increase compared to 19% in 2022, with most of that attention going towards franchises with annual releases, such as Call of Duty and NBA 2K. The rest of the new games added up to just 8% of playtime across all these platforms.
So if you were to remove Call of Duty or like the annual games. Call of Duty
and NBA, yeah.
It's only 8%.
Yeah.
That's nuts. Only 8% of game time.
And think about this.
New games.
That means Diablo 4 is one of those games in that 8%. Hogwarts Legacy, Baldur's Gate 3, Elden Ring, Starfield. They're all in that 8%.
I bet you they are 8.2%.
Well, and then what does it say?
8.3%.
All of those games accounted for 3.5% of last year's total playtime.
Yeah,
that's all of them combined.
So that sounds like bad news. In fact, that's what this quote is saying. This sounds like dire news that it's hard to be successful within these constraints. But actually, these are hugely successful franchises and hugely successful games. And so the fact they only counted for 3% of your playtime means that you don't need to reach a lot of people's playtime.
Well, and when you say playtime, like if you take the last four, Hogwarts Legacy, Baldur's Gate, Elden Ring, Starfield, at a certain point, you're done.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, if you look at Fortnite and Call of Duty, they're ongoing.
Diablo 4 is not, though. Diablo 4 is ongoing.
No, I know. But that's why I said you take the last four. Hogwarts
debatable.
Legacy. Hogwarts Legacy, Baldur's Gate 3, Elden Ring, and Starfield. I believe the reason they're naturally going to be lower anyway is because at a certain point, like, they're huge for a month or two, and then everybody drops off because they're done, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? They have a finish point. Whereas Fortnite, Call of Duty, and Grand Theft Auto Online don't necessarily
have a finish. Well, let's go through us. So, Jordan, this week, what have you been playing?
This week, I've been playing... I've been getting ready for Phase 3 of Classic World of Warcraft, Season of Discovery. And then
a 20-year-old game.
Yeah, as of this year. We'll be 20 years old. And we're literally playing the 20-year-old version because it's classic.
What's funny is I remember where I was when I first saw that game being played.
And then I played... Final Fantasy 14 online on the Xbox this week. I went in and I got all my controllers set up and everything.
Can I say?
I
How long did that take you? That's what's preventing me from jumping in on that game.
I don't know.
Because I jumped in
40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 that's minutes exactly from a veteran.
Yeah, you're a veteran.
I mean,
too.
Not like.
But the controller is vastly different than the mouse
and
keyboard.
No, it's like. So I can't do. For example, if I'm playing on the mouse and keyboard, it's just because I've been playing the game for so long. It's just like, okay, M is map. Yeah.
I play my video games.
Yeah. It's just like, I can't do things yet anyway. I can't do things as quickly yet because of like on the keyboard, it's just you hit M for map. On here, you hit start and you go to map, you know. So it's relearning a new interface. But I got everything set up. I've been playing all week. I've been doing the new Final Fantasy 16 crossover event that they have.
What do you think of it on
Xbox?
Yeah,
it's really cool. I mean, Clive's in the game. He's a really cool character from Final Fantasy 16.
Yeah, but how now that you're set up? Because see, I need to set.
No, it works.
Too.
It works really good. Like I said, I mean,
it was
very cluttery.
The default is. I think they should switch it and give me minimalist, and then let me add to it.
Yeah,
because it was.
So you can go in.
Super
so
cluttery.
I go in and
even
like I
on a big TV. Even you're like, I can't. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I go in and I like. Lower the scale because I think it's scaled at 100%. I lower each thing to like 80% to make things smaller and fit. And you can revamp the whole UI. It's all built into the game, which is really nice, even on the console. So I've been playing on the controller. It's just a matter of getting used to it. I'm not as quick as I am on the mouse and keyboard, but that's just because I'm used to it and I know where everything is. Now it's just learning. But as for playing the game, like combat, moving around, it's very well done. I mean, I think if you're an MMO, there's really only one other MMO that has kind of the same ability setup, and that's World of Warcraft. You just look at Final Fantasy has created the template for you.
Yeah, like
that is true. The way they do their action bars on the controller is really well done.
Yeah.
And the way you switch and hit your face buttons is really well done. And, you know.
So you can, you also can connect mouse and keyboard.
I believe you can. I believe. I don't know if this is on the list, but I think this is on the list of keyboard games that work. Because there are certain games that work keyboard and mouse on the Xbox.
I have debated on getting a wireless one. They have ones built for like couch gaming.
Yeah, like the Razer turret and all that. Yeah.
I've debated on getting it just for this experience. It would be nice from your couch on it. I don't know, though. I don't know. I jumped in to play it. Because I was on a roll with it. And I was like, all right, here we go, baby. Here we go.
Well, you're at the beginning, so you literally don't have to set up anything.
I have to set up everything. Like,
no, you don't.
Have
you
turned
like,
this first thing on? So, like,
you have like four abilities you're using. You're like level five.
Okay. That's true. But just, like, look, we're here in the marketplace, and when you default on.
Can you do a controller version? So
yeah, can we
kind of
see Xbox?
Can we do it on Xbox?
Because look, it right here, like. When you log in, this is where I was in the marketplace. This is the starting city.
Yeah, in Ulda, in Anal. This is Thanalin, by the way. That you're not allowed to say in chat.
It's a hot mess. Like I was like, oh, dirty. I don't think I can look at this. So while we're waiting for that, though,
here's the controller setup that we're getting ready to look at. But. Okay.
Hold on one second. I do want to do a shout out to that we haven't. We missed Chief Wig of Mr. Scott Teverin gifted 5X1 Bros memberships. Thank you very much for that, Chief. We really appreciate it. 5X1 Bros. And huge shout out. If everybody got a free membership, drop an emote. Drop a BFF emote for Chief there. Okay, so here is the controller setup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
No, it's really good. So basically what you have is you have... How it works is you have you use the face buttons and the D-pad. So A, B, X, Y, and then up, down, left, right. And what they do is they have right trigger and left trigger as like your modifier. So you initially have 16 buttons because you have eight on right trigger, eight on left trigger. So you have 16 buttons that you can put all your abilities on, which if you played him, like that's more than enough for a basic rotation. And then you can also switch action bars from like he's on action bar one, so you can go two, three. You can have eight action bars. So 16 times 8, right, you know, you can have all these abilities where you want, and then you can further customize it as you see fit. But how it works is those buttons aren't always active. They're only active when you pull left and right trigger. So if I want to do, like I have on a Dragoon, you have an ability called Mirage Dive. If I want to use Mirage Dive, I can't just go hit X. I have to hit right trigger X because when you're not holding the triggers, you know, A is interact with people, Y is jump, B is to get out of, you know, it works very well. They've sat down and they put in the effort to make this work on a controller, and it is the template standard for MMOs like that. Now, like I said, I think there's only one other MMO that has the abilities like this, which would be World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more, but that's the other big one. And they could do a controller setup just like this. And I think it would work just fine. Because when you look at games like New World or ESO in particular, like they were designed with the controller in mind. So you only have six abilities that can be active. I don't necessarily think New World was controlled or was designed with the controller in mind, but in this latest update, their season 5 update, which I also played this week, they added official controller support. Mm. And I actually prefer playing New World on the controller because it actually feels a lot better. And I think it's just because of the way the third person combat works in that game.
Yeah.
It feels much better. And I'm sitting here thinking, and I know hardcore fans of New World are probably going to get mad at me for saying this because they want the developers to work on something, you know, work on new content and stuff. But I think you could bring New World to the console to tremendous success, actually.
Why not? Why not bring it to Game Pass, baby? Get a whole fresh... Because where is New World
at
today? Remember,
peaked at a million players.
It was like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
I think New World... don't get me wrong. I think New World has its criticisms, and there is a lot of things they can improve, just like Final Fantasy and World of Warcraft. But I do think, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like New World gets a little too much flack.
Well, I know, you know what I mean. Like the MMO crowd doesn't like its like more sandbox nature, or people that I've talked to.
Well, I think New World, and look, I jumped into New World this week to try. I'm not like a hardcore New World player, right?
What are those called? Hardcore noobs?
Yeah. But I have played through New World, leveled a character. I'm actually leveling another character right now because I'm just kind of having fun leveling. But I'm not like in New World every day like I am like World of Warcraft or Final Fantasy, at least right now. Maybe when the next expansion comes out, I'll hit it hard like we did with the last one. But I think New World is fine. I think sometimes it gets a little too much flack for what it is. I don't know. I think it's fine. But again, like I said, I'm not on it every day, so I don't know.
If you want to get like a nice infused injection, I would jump into New World if it came.
Well, New World, I think, has less of a barrier to entry than like World of Warcraft, because
it's modern.
Well, no, but because it's pay and then play, and that's it. There's no subscription.
I like it.
So
yes,
I actually think
the Guild Wars model,
like Final Fantasy, I think has like even though Final Fantasy has a subscription model, it's much more approachable because the free trial is ridiculously long. Like it's 1 to 60. You can just download it, jump in, and play with You have certain restrictions, but it's nothing that will really take stuff away.
David R. says New World is awesome.
No, it really is. I playing it, there was one, I had to fix some camera sensitivity, which did take me a minute to find in the settings. And you can tell, like, they just made native. There's a few things they can adjust to make the controller better. But I actually, playing this week, and I played it for 2 days this week, I prefer playing with a controller on New World. I think it feels better. I think the way the game is designed, that third person more action combat just fits better on the controller, and I really like it. So and I think they can bring it to console.
So how old is Final Fantasy 14?
Oh, jeez. When did they come out? A Realm Reborn. What was it like? 2012.
I'm actually curious. So 12 years. 12 years old. So I started this conversation because we started this Final Fantasy talk because I asked you, what have you been playing? You said you jumped into this because it was on the console. Because we were just talking about Xbox. The average game is 7 years old. Spicy, what game?
2010.
What game have you been playing on the Xbox?
On the Xbox, Persona 3.
And how? And yeah, which is what technically, is Persona 3?
It's a new game, but it's an old game.
Yeah, Persona.
I guess Battle Three. Baldur's Gate 3 is probably
that's your newest game, yeah. So 2006, Persona 3, and granted, this is Reload.
No, this is Reload, which is
so
a new game.
It did just release, but did it really?
Yeah.
Did it really?
But yeah, I've been actually most of my time gaming has been Helldivers on the PC.
Is that good? I know tons of people that just say it's just pure fun.
It is. They do a lot of fun things in that game. There's
Jordan made fun of my level because I've only jumped into like two missions. Son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, because you know you're just getting into it. I want you to get into like I want you to work on your DPS.
Okay.
Democracy per second. Okay. I want you to work on your democracy.
They
per second.
They do like that attitude just correctly. Like it's hilarious. But so Baldur's Gate is probably the newest game. For you, Persona. How are you liking Persona 3 Reloaded? By the way,
that's good. Yeah, it's really
good. How many hours are you? Because that's a big one.
I'm still not very far, relatively speaking. But no, because if I haven't had a lot of time. But when I am, I'm playing Baldur's Gate with these guys or Helldivers. But then when I don't want to play Helldivers, I will play that. So I don't know. I'm still not very far. I just picked that up occasionally.
The only game I've been playing is Dragon Dogma 2.
I beat that game this week.
Did you? What did you think now that you've beaten it?
I beat the game. Yep. Now I need to get to the real ending. So there's multiple endings, but then there's a true ending, and I reloaded in to do the true ending.
And how's that gone for you?
I haven't hit it yet. I just beat it last night. The base.
Well, what did you think of it?
It's conclusion. I think the game itself is incredibly good. I mean, it could be in my game of the year. You know, it's that good. It's the way that the game presents its gameplay and how you fight monsters and the epicness of the world. it feels, and not only that, it gives me that Fellowship of the Ring feel, you know, like I feel like you feel like you're in this fantasy world. And like when we went up north and visited the elves and I couldn't understand them because I don't speak elf, like that adds stuff to the game. Yeah. I did find out, it was actually a friend of ours actually told me how to speak elf. And I was like, oh, okay, so I want to go back and do that quest so I can learn. Anyway, it's really good. It's very well done. The main story is meh, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's like, it's there, you know, to guide you in a certain direction. But I think that game is best experienced just doing whatever you want. And that's what the game is.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy it. I think it's a very good game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do want to shout out OBX Salt Life here in chat. He says he hasn't caught a live stream in a while. He's back here. He says, all I play right now is MCC, baby.
Very nice. Master Chief Collection?
Yep.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's a...
It's a fun game.
That's a what? A nine-year-old game?
2008 was Halo 3.
Oof.
But see,
Master Chief... Oh, but Master Chief is a... Yeah, but it's based on games from 2000.
But Master Chief Collection came, what, a year after Xbox One
release? Is Master Chief...
Couple of years, yeah. I think. Yeah,
couple of years.
I think like 2 or 3 years in, yeah, because I was still.
Okay, what were you saying? House.
Sorry, is Master Chief Collection the best compilation release that we've gotten? Because we have
Mass Effect
now that it's fixed. Yes,
we have Mass Effect as a compilation.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Mario All Stars from the Super Nintendo. Mario All Stars was it. You had 1, 2, 3. You even had some weird couple weird ones. Mario All Stars is my hands down best compilation in one cartridge.
Yeah, yeah. Jordan?
No, I would think Master Chief Collection Master is probably Chief, yeah, because it's now that it's fixed, what you can do in that game. Like, I want to play some Halo 3 multiplayer. Now I want to play Halo 2 campaign. Oh, geez, this is fun. Let's jump into Halo 2. Like, now that it all works and is fixed.
You know what they should do?
It's I think it's... And then they added Firefight. You now have ODST in there.
Yeah,
like,
they should just continue to add to it. So Halo 5 should be dropped.
Kind of like Classic. Kind of like World of Warcraft Classic Plus, just Halo Plus.
Just drop it completely as a standalone from the store, and it now has to be embedded into Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
And just over time, maybe once it's been out for 3 years, it gets embedded in Master Chief Collection.
Oh,
and
like,
the collection continues to grow. Because then you could do those cool multiplayer matches that throw you, that you could go like random and it throws you between like Halo 3 and then Halo 5.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be a stark difference.
Yeah. Would be super cool.
Hey, can I tell you guys something cool?
Give it to me.
This week, I got 32 achievements in Final Fantasy Online.
Oh, that's not that cool.
That's really cool. It took 10 minutes for the game to go through them all.
Really?
So I've been playing the game for a while.
So it counts?
So
it goes back,
what happened was stuff? Is I went in after I readjusted my controller and got all that set up, and I completed a quest, and that completion of the quest triggered something on like the server side, and then just bam.
Oh,
every achievement
looks back
from the past like 5, 6 years just was...
Yeah.
So if you guys are trying to compete with me this month on the achievement leaderboard, I am up a lot. And it happened on like the first day of, is it April now? Yeah, it happened on like April 2nd. So I was like, yes. Yeah, so I got 32 achievements this week. What'd you guys do? And they were all like 15 to 30 gamer score. Like, it boosted me.
I remember there was the...
Hey, yeah. Speaking of being boosted, yeah, can boosted. We talk about Discord boosting their views on YouTube by accident, and now they're the number one YouTube video?
I haven't heard this.
So April Fool's was this week, right? So everybody's doing...
So they did their loot box.
I think I'm getting old to where I'm getting tired of April Fool's. But anyway, this was great, though. This was great. So Discord did a 30-second video. You can even pull it up, Mark.
It was fake loot box.
It was their April Fool's was loot boxes now in Discord, or introducing Discord loot boxes. It's literally, is it even like a minute video? It's just a short video that they put up as an April Fool's joke. The previous, and what happened is it broke the record. That's it right there.
18 seconds?
Yeah. Look at the views on it.
Oh, my gosh. 1.4 billion?
It broke the record for most views in 24 hours. The previous record was held by Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
And then I think the previous record before that was also Mr. Beast, and then it was someone else. But if you look at the graph, it shattered it. But the reason why it shattered it is because they
They used it in their Discord.
They accidentally viewbotted it because what they did is they embedded the video
in their Discord.
In their Discord so you can just see it. Now, they weren't thinking, and I think they're being honest when they said that. Like, I mean, they were like, even there were, one of the developers was like, put in like a work post, how the F is this video getting so many views? Because like they were so confused. But it's because the video, you now have to click on a link in Discord to that'll take you to the video, but before it would just show you on the homepage or whatever. So anybody who was using Discord watched it, and now they are the forever 20 views in 24 hours really, record holders.
That's not really view botting it though.
That's
not really cheating.
No one's saying that it was an accident.
Oh, it's just it's like just no the one's, fact no one's.
It's just
the.
It just. It ha-
so they, I fell they didn't for this
do
one. This,
they didn't do this intentionally. They just were like, "Oh yeah, put it in the Discord announcement so everybody can see." It's
so
like our
I
joke.
Fell for and this
it,
one, and I was going through, and I was like doing undoing the cards that would like open up a box, and then it would give it to you, and you like had to fill out the cards. And I was like, "Oh, what am I going to get here?" And then it gets to the end, and goes, "You're a clown." And that's what I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they got you. Oh, sorry, the previous one, so it was Mr. Beast that used to do it, and then it was GTA 6 that broke the 24-hour record.
That's right.
But if you can pull up the graph mark, they showed it, no one is ever going to beat this record. The way it skyrocketed, because like the graph shows everybody going up in the 24-hour, this
but
one
the
just
reason,
was straight up.
The reason, so a lot of the quote-unquote pranks out there are just foolish. And it's nothing that exists in the game. I think the reason this got all the looks that it got is because of it was inside of Discord. Like you
That's why it broke the record.
But you could also go in and open up loot boxes. Loot boxes were there. It was just a joke.
Yeah. But what was funny about the whole thing is the fact that they put the announcement like where you go to the loot boxes. So they had the video down there, and that was counting towards the YouTube views, so anybody who opened Discord and every time that video played got a YouTube view. So it shattered the 24-hour record. And no one will ever beat it. Maybe next year Discord can beat it again.
Someone will beat it.
but it was and then you like see that they showed some developers talking in like a Discord chat, and the guy was like, why the F is this video getting so much, because they were at like a they're like, what is going on? Like, it's just a joke, guys. And then finally, they realized what was happening, and they fixed it on their side. But yeah, that was great. It was really good drama week this week.
That it was.
And what's it sitting at right now? 1.4
billion.
Billion views.
That's a B. That is.
Yeah.
That is a B.
All right, that does us, everyone.
Hold on, David.
Spicy has something.
I got one more thing, actually. So it's a 500 episode. Did you see me leave during the podcast?
Yes, of course. Yeah. There was like a third of our screen.
My wife texted me. So she wanted to do something cool.
Oh,
for
cool.
The 500 podcast.
Oh, right. Cool. Yeah.
We discussed it. We had a business meeting right outside. So I'm going to pull these out. If you see this right here, I'll actually go in the closer. So see these?
Yeah, the X1 Bros hats. Those are great. My wife wears them one all the time.
Yeah, so she does. Yeah.
Yeah, she
is. These are rare. We don't sell these. These are gorgeous.
Yeah, those are cool.
This is like based on my original hat.
So actually, we could put those now on YouTube. We've unlocked that feature.
Like, yeah, to sell those?
Sell them underneath the video.
These are going to be signed copies.
Oh, very cool.
So if you're okay with this.
Yeah.
I know I had this business meeting without you. And I wanted to do it at the end of the show for those that actually listen to the full show.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Because I want to... Just, you know, throw back to those.
Yeah, we don't want the 5-minute sallies.
that only read the title of the video and then comment on how we're dumb. But so I was thinking we could do, I want to release 3 on different sections because I want to support the people on YouTube. I want to support the people, or not support, but thank those that support us on all platforms,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
You know, so I think I wrote these down. I think and we could give them away for those watching this video. As a VOD, put on the comments, just put your
address, your full address,
name your first episode,
social security number, address, all that stuff.
So on the VOD of this show, name the first episode you watched, and no purchase necessary or anything.
In
the comments below.
Which if you're watching live, you can go do that now in the comments, not in chat.
In the comments, just what episode did you were you introduced to us?
So we should, what about one or two for Who's Live in Chat?
Oh, well, that's what I was. I have a list. I was actually going to do so everyone in chat is eligible for the comments because they're here, and I was thinking I'd do because we're doing a member show after.
Yeah, we are. V said, my first episode was David Does Dallas.
Okay, so I'm gonna. These are the locations for those that want a signed hat. My white X1 Bros hat. YouTube right now in the VOD comments. I'm gonna do when we do the member show after this. We'll do a drawing live for you guys that support us directly.
Look, I like looking at the screen with just half.
It's honestly annoying me. I was also thinking, David, you talked about the Apple Podcast reviews.
Yeah.
So for 1 week, we'll take until like 4/11. Write a review on Apple Podcast for us.
Yeah, boom.
And make sure you give us your Discord name, because that's the only way I think on that. Just say your Discord name on our channel. Is that okay?
Discord name, yep.
Discord, and then we can obviously contact
you. If you're not joined Discord, I think there's a link in the description.
And then I will also do, I was thinking we could do, we'll create a channel on Discord itself, like one of our forum posts, and just go post in there, and then for 1 week, and then we'll just grab it from there. Does that sound like a good plan?
Very cool.
So once again,
wait, what about live?
Live is going to be the comments below.
Oh, live still does comments. Live, and then also we'll do another one for members.
For members. So comments below, members, Discord channel, and then Apple Podcast reviews. So those four, we're going to give away three in each section.
Very cool.
So three hats in each one
spicy.
Of those.
Spicy, well done. Mrs. McSpicy, yeah, well
she's,
done.
She's really good. So, and they're going to be signed hats if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks those that listen to the full show.
Yes, huge thank you to everybody. Guys, that does us for today. Happy 500. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by, for joining us, for being here. If you're a member, the fun's not over. The fun has just begun, because we got a member show right after this.
Also, you only can win one.
Limit one.
Limit one win.
No purchase necessary.
You can overlap, but only win one.
No purchase necessary.
No purchase necessary. This is just for you guys that supported us over the years.
So. Have a good one, everybody. We'll see you next time. See you next week on episode 501. Woo!